Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to have this opportunity to guide you through the process of Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening ourselves to God speaking to us through Scripture, not so much seeking a cognitive understanding, but hearing what God would be saying to us personally. I will read a piece of scripture a total of four times. Today it comes from the prophet Haggai, the second chapter, and each reading will be followed by 2 minutes of either silence or quiet music. During that time, you will be invited to reflect on an aspect of the reading or a response to the reading or what it might mean in your life. So let us now open our hearts and our minds to God through Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you mainly to listen and notice if there is a word or a phrase from the scripture that just seems, for whatever reason, particularly relevant or meaningful to you. The word of Yahweh came through the prophet Haggai and told him, "Ask them, who is there left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how does it look to you now? Doesn't it seem like nothing in comparison? But take courage now, Zerubbabel. It is Yahweh who speaks. Courage, High Priest Joshua ben Jehozadak. Courage, all you people of the country. It is Yahweh who speaks. To work, I am with you. It is Yahweh Omnipotent who speaks, as I promised I would be when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Don't be afraid." Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase seems to be relevant or meaningful or intersect with you in your life right now. The word of Yahweh came through the prophet Haggai and told him, "Ask them, who is there left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how does it look to you now? Doesn't it seem like nothing in comparison? But take courage now, Zerubbabel. It is Yahweh who speaks. Courage, High Priest Joshua ben Jehozadak. Courage, all you people of the country. It is Yahweh who speaks. To work, I am with you. It is Yahweh Omnipotent who speaks. As I promised I would be when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Don't be afraid. Hear this reading now a third time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be speaking to you, inviting you, nudging you, pushing you to do or to be in response to this word or phrase. The word of Yahweh came through the prophet Haggai and told him, "Ask them, who is there left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how does it look to you now? Doesn't it seem like nothing in comparison? But take courage now, Zerubbabel. It is Yahweh who speaks. Courage, High Priest Joshua ben Jehozadak. Courage, all you people of the country. It is Yahweh who speaks. To work, I am with you. It is Yahweh Omnipotent who speaks, as I promised I would be when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Don't be afraid." hear this reading one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to pray to God or simply sit silently in the presence of God. The word of Yahweh came through the prophet Haggai and told him, "Ask them, who is there left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how does it look to you now? Doesn't it seem like nothing in comparison? But take courage now, Zerubbabel. It is Yahweh who speaks. Courage, High Priest Joshua ben Jehozadak. Courage, all you people of the country. It is Yahweh who speaks. To work, I am with you. It is Yahweh omnipotent who speaks. As I promised I would be when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Don't be afraid." Let us pray. Thank you, wise and generous God, for the reminder that you are with us and we need not fear. Help your presence to be a source of comfort and strength, courage and patience with us, that we may be guided to act in this world in a way that is a blessing to all. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.